Macmillan Audio presents Encounters, Experiences with Non-Human Intelligences, written and read by D.W. Pasolka. Introduction. Though many may not believe, the truth is already here. Kite. Suzanne Kite. Oglala Lakota. The path to writing about UFOs was unexpected, but nonetheless a natural progression of my research. As a professor of the history of religion, I study reports of miraculous events and afterlife worlds in Christian history. This includes sightings of aerial beings of light, miraculous flying houses, that's right, monks and nuns who levitate and bilocate, and a religious doctrine called purgatory. I relate this because my work reveals how people's beliefs often emerge from their interactions with places and their exposure to media. Scholars in my field generally do not weigh in on the truth or falsity of religious claims to truth. Instead, we study the social effects of religious belief and practice. When I finished my work on the Catholic tradition, the shift to the study of UFO culture seemed straightforward. Belief in UFOs, I wrote, is a rapidly growing spirituality that corresponds to the 21st century shift to digital infrastructures. It is similar to religion because people see things in the sky, aerial objects, and they have had no physical evidence that they exist, yet they often attribute to them a spiritual significance. UFOs are, as Carl Jung famously wrote, technological angels. They are symbols and signs of a new epoch in human history. The story of UFOs, however, turned out to be more complicated than I'd imagined. In short order, I found myself among scientists of aeronautics and space travel, experiencers, people who believe they are in contact with extraterrestrials, as well as various agents of the intelligence communities and countless journalists and media personalities. I developed friendships with many of them. The scientists with whom I worked were at the top of their fields, experts in biomedical technologies. They believed they had evidence that UFOs were real. I began to understand that the UFO event was a spiritual reality for many people, including these scientists. And even though I didn't know it at the time, the topic of my research was just about to get very real. Through my study, I found several things to be the case, which I detailed in my published research. First, the public perception of UFOs is mediated and often managed by media and agents of disinformation. Second, the claims of some people in my study that they studied UFOs and that the study of UFOs has been ongoing since the 1940s turned out to be true. I didn't disbelieve or believe the claims made by the scientists in my study. Instead, I documented the development of what I believed is a new form of religion or religious expression. I was as surprised, as were many people, when the United States military and the Pentagon in the summer of 2021 released an unclassified report that acknowledged that they had funded secret programs to study UFOs. Finally, this development pushed me to think beyond my training and the resources available in my field. In effect, the Pentagon report, Preliminary Assessment, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, ratified this new form of religion and spirituality. We are currently at a fork in the road with respect to how UFOs are interpreted. The history of religions suggests that, with respect to new religious expressions, the creation of state-sponsored religious institutions often trump people's lived experiences, usually through suppression and silence. Since the UFO is often interpreted in spiritual and religious ways.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?